This first piece is called Howard Hughes, and it's dedicated to Rachel Levitsky. Wave of the future, refrain, stretching emphasis, ecstatic revelation to troubling fixation, what is unhinged? I am trying to write this poem about Howard Hughes, hereafter HH. And in discussion, Rachel L. brought up The Aviator, Leonardo's speed as the eye of the film, a filmic blur, the body again stretching itself to the point of total focused exhaustion, exuberant, a speed premeditating complete removal, as if the body extended or blasted through space at rates previously unimagined could, in the same way, be removed from linearity through sheer will and resources. Floating in the Princess Hotel, the Desert Inn, holding pinnacle positions, HH refused to wear a watch, Virilio notes. Lay naked on the floor. Gestures, specific social import given. As conditional, to unravel all gaunt, filthy scarecrow bodies liminally haunting Vegas, Acapulco, in children's stories, the city as if the desert, the modern panopticon, a lidded eye, accepting out of a dark room, only visible by the endless loop of video, our utopic joy and hope for the nothing but abject white light cycling through his eyes and his mouth, flashing intermittently back into a new night unlit by stars. Hapless style. As the sense of writing falls away, frames follow suit. Perception brightens to a threshold point where sharp focus dissolves. Simple qualities and actions centralize around a dull throb. Redundant nouns float untethered, the wasted courtyard, thoughts of filling infinitely unsatisfied, the edges never superseded in mantras of triangulation, flattened to a tinny buzz, the way wildfire overtakes landscape until everything is waves and bare color. This was to be the beginning. For days to be out of it, a condition prescribed. It commas the delicate limbs of what could be this relatable, theoretic, more so a performance of the regimented physical inverse, a solid block of where is my mind? The afternoon stretches to lustrum, congealing loops of fine, weak thread. The visible had gone, and the room momentarily solidified, its perfect dimensions then dissembled. Keplerian, fleet glances. It doesn't add up. Ghost would have had a better response, pulled out an impeccable sample, brass and treble, strings buoying, complete histrionic control, teetering, yet never falling back into oblivion. Take me back. A measure of self-identification multiplied. Deep, abiding witness, shaped materially. A small piece of the hurricane repeating myself. Commune and all the attendant spirits. The family chosen, not given, in office buildings, immaculate view cloned on banks of opaque glass. This too shall pass, just passing through. In blinking awareness of tunnels, dimensions set against the constancy of each hour, pressing down from the dome, days riddled with tiny shockwaves, moving outward from a single center of impact. The first dance, then a lapsing tarot cast diamond filaments of language, bannered against act, the rep resenting this person, a now untouchable, now marshaled onto some impossible beach without limit.